بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى.
صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو، عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. صدق الله العظيم.
As we were talking about a day in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we talked about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's day from Fajr till Salatul Isha. After the Adhan of Isha, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to offer some nafil prayers and wait for Sahaba to gather, because they didn't have watches. And according to their understanding of the time, by looking at the horizon, they used to come and attend the jama'ah. So generally in Salatul Isha, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to wait for them to gather, and then he would go and lead salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not like sleeping before Salatul Isha. Because when a person sleeps before Isha, then may not be able to sleep easily after Salatul Isha. That would disturb his night. And after Salatul Isha, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not like having gatherings and talking to people. He gave us a beautiful schedule for our daily life, that go to sleep early and then wake up early. Start your day early. Spend some time between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing the ibadah of Allah. كَانَ يَكْرَهُ النَّوْمَ قَبْلَ الْعِشَاء. He disliked sleeping before Isha and disliked people having gatherings after Salatul Isha, which we generally see in this part of the world. They have adopted that part of the schedule. People sleep early, wake up early. In many of our countries we see the whole night stores are open, restaurants are open the whole night. And that is the real time for people's entertainment and enjoyment. They spend the whole night up, and then we sleep the day. No barakah in time. It affects our health. It affects everything in our system. اللَّهُ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَالنَّهَارَ مُبْصِرًا. Allah says, I made the night so you have rest during the night time. And the daytime, I made it light so that you go out and do work. When the person goes against that nature, affects everything in his life, even affects people's moods, their personality, our reactions, everything gets affected by that. Yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to sometime have meeting with Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma after Isha, because that was the only time when he would have a chance to sit privately with them and discuss the matters and the affairs of the Ummah. Also, as he would go home, he used to sit with his wife and talk to his family. So that is not something that we will say is not acceptable or is not good. Talking to the family, sitting and having some time with them when we talk to them, it's fine. But having our gatherings or standing our functions after Salatul Isha and then spending hours, and yet unfortunately many people don't even perform few rak'ahs of Salatul Tahajjud even though we stay up for long part of the night. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he used to wake up early in the morning. Generally he would wake up sometime after half of the night. Around or after half of the night. So half of the night he would rest, the other half he would get up, and then he will start his ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before going to bed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform few short rak'ahs. And this is something I always remind myself and everyone, that at least every night we should develop the habit of performing four rak'ahs before we go to bed. Two rak'ahs with the intention of Salatul Tawbah, Ya Allah, please forgive all of my shortcomings. Whatever wrong I have done throughout the day, Ya Allah, purify me, clean me. These two rak'ahs are just like taking a shower and cleaning our hearts, our minds, every limb of the body from everything that we have seen, we have done, we got involved in, we witnessed throughout the day. All the wrong things that we got involved in throughout the day, take a shower to purify our hearts and our minds from all of these things. Two rak'ah with the intention of tawbah. And two rak'ahs with the intention of salatul shukr. Ya Allah, I thank you for all of your blessings. I had such a wonderful day. I received so many of your blessings throughout the day. I do not deserve it. And yet you gave me so much that others are deprived from. I went work, came back home, alhamdulillah. I was able to walk on my own feet. I was able to be on my own. My children went home, school, they came back. How many things are there and we are receiving it all the time? At least two rak'ahs at the end of the day to show our gratitude to our Rabb who had been blessing us throughout the day. Without even we asking, without even knowing what I need. We forget our own children when they are in school. Our Rabb doesn't forget. They come back home safe. They come back home, they eat lunch. They get their dinner. They get to rest. How many blessings we are receiving unknowingly, without even knowing it, without even planning for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Be grateful, I will increase the blessing. Show gratitude, I will give you more. At least two rak'ahs at the end of the day. That Ya Allah, I thank you for all of your blessings. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform the short rak'ahs before he would go to bed. And if next day there is something important that bothers you, that worries you, something important that we need to achieve, pray two rak'ahs with the intention of Salatul Hajjah also. Ya Allah, tomorrow I have some very specific need. Ya Allah, I have this interview, I have this thing, this work to do. Huge rak'ahs for that, making dua. Through who that hopefully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make our day easy for us. Anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he would sleep and then wake up around the half or middle of the night. Then he would start with making miswak. And this is another important sunnah that we need to remind ourselves of it. Miswak. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if I was not afraid of making it difficult on my ummah, I would have ordered them to do miswak with every wudu and miswak with every salah. At least. I'm not saying this is the only thing that we need to do, but at least when we wake up during the night time, when we wake up for Qiyamul Layl, or we wake up for Salatul Fajr, and when we make wudu at home, at least have your miswak at your home if you don't carry it in your pocket. At least so that we can have that sunnah with us and for be part of our life. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never, and this is something we need to remember, would never make wudu and would not do miswak. No evidence that he made wudu and there was no miswak involved. He didn't do miswak. And he's saying it, that I would have made it fard on you if I wasn't afraid that I would make it difficult on you, that sometime when you don't have it, you don't have a miswak, you don't have access to having a miswak, and then you won't be able to make wudu. So for our ease, he didn't make it fard, but he's telling us how important that is to us. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make wudu. And at this time, he used to make dhikr for a long time. Before he would start Qiyamul Layl, he used to do dhikr for a long time. In fact, there are hadiths that indicate that as soon as he would wake up, he used to wipe his eyes with the palm of his hand. So he would wipe his eyes. That would wake him up. And then as he's sitting on his bed, he would start doing the adhkar. He would start doing some sort of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he would get up and make wudu and then continue with some more adhkar. Imam Tirmizi rahimahullah narrated in his sunan on the authority of Rabi'a ibn Ka'b al-Aslami radiyallahu anhu, who says, كُنْتُ أَبِيتُ عِنْدَ بَابِ بَيْتِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. I used to spend the night right by the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that when he would wake up during the night time, I can give him the water for wudu. فَأَسْمَعُوا الْهَوِيَّ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ يَقُولُ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ. And وَأَسْمَعُوا الْهَوِيَّ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ يَقُولُ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He says, I used to hear him as he would wake up. He used to say it for a long time. This is Rabi'a radiallahu anhu, says for a long period of time, I used to hear Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And he would just keep on repeating that. We say سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ even in our salah. But maybe many of us, we don't even pay attention to what we are saying. Really, many times, ask the person right after salah, what does سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ means? And he will have to think for a minute. سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ is a statement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, telling us that whoever would thank Allah, Allah would hear him. This is why the Imam says, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ. If you thank Allah, Allah will hear you. So right there we say, رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدِ. Yes, Ya Allah, I thank you and admire you. See, it's a response to that سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ. So he used to say it himself, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Imam Abu Dawood, Nasayin and Imam Ahmad rahimahullah have narrated that Aisha radiallahu anha was asked, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to get ready for Qiyamul Layl, what was the first thing he used to recite? She said he used to recite, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, and Istighfar. These five times, he used to recite them 10 times each before he would start Salah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite, La ilaha illallah. Sometime only this portion of it, sometime he would continue, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. And then he used to recite, Allahumma ghfirli warhamni warzuqni wa'afini. The dua that he even prescribed to be recited between the two sajdahs. Rabbi ghfirli warhamni wa'afini warzuqni wajburni. Between the two sajdahs. So we can have a little pause between our two sajdahs. And this is the dua that generally he used to recite. So he used to recite this also 10 times at that time. And then he used to recite, أعوذ بالله من ضيق المقام يوم القيامة 10 times. That I seek Allah's protection from the difficulty of the day of Qiyamah. He used to make this dua 10 times. And then he would stand his salah. Now as he would stand his salah, first thing, he used to perform 2 short rak'ahs. And this is a beautiful teaching for us. That 2 short rak'ahs generally, first rak'ah with قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ and the second rak'ah with قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. This is so because after having rest, now you are getting into the salah. So you want to have 2 short rak'ahs to establish concentration in salah, khushu' in salah. And it's very important, especially for us, when we don't have concentration in salah, then we start our prayers with short rak'ahs. So that we can just quickly concentrate on what we are reading and quickly finish it. So that we develop some concentration. And after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to start his long tahajjud, Qiyam al-Layl. And generally he would perform 8 rak'ahs of long rak'ahs and then 3 rak'ahs of witr. And this is why the hadith tell us that mostly Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Qiyam used to be, some hadith say 13 rak'ahs. Most of the time. Some say 11 rak'ahs. 13, including the first 2 short rak'ahs. Then, and the ones that narrate 11, they're excluding the 2 short rak'ahs and they're including, they're counting only the long 8 rak'ahs and then 3 rak'ahs of witr. Some ahadith even say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform 15 rak'ahs of Qiyam al-Layl. 2 short rak'ahs. Then 8 rak'ahs, long ones. Then 3 rak'ahs. So we got 13 here. And then sometime after Salatul Witr, he used to perform 2 short rak'ahs sitting down. That's 15 rak'ahs. Some ahadith even say that he used to perform 17 rak'ahs. They include the 2 sunnahs of Fajr. Because as soon as the adhan of Fajr would be called, he used to perform 2 rak'ah sunnah, then he would just lay down for a short time, waiting for the sahaba to come for jama'ah. So that's 17 rak'ahs. And this was the normal habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every night. And here we may remind ourselves of 2 things. One is, as we see in this schedule of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Quran and Qiyam al-Layl is part of his schedule. Something that he would never miss. From the time that it became fard on him when he was in Makkah Mukarramah, and the one of the first ayat that were revealed to him, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil qum al-layla illa qaleela, from that time till the end of his life, he never missed Salatul Tahajjud Qiyam al-Layl. And as we know, generally his qira'ah used to be long. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him the reason why he should stand for long qiyam during the night time. Inna laka fin nahari sabhan tawila. Because you have a lot of work to do during the daytime. So therefore you need to have time between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that has to be during the night time. The same reason for which we don't wake up for Qiyam al-Layl. Allah is telling him the same reason to wake up for Qiyam al-Layl. How much Quran do we recite on a daily basis? How many extra nawafil do we perform on a daily basis? And then we need to compare that with how much extra earnings we are looking for to have on a daily basis. How much extra food we have on a daily basis. How many extra pairs of shoes, clothing, everything we have in our homes. On the day of Qiyamah, when we will see our a'mal, we will be looking for extra nawafil, for extra ibadat to protect us from the sins and the hardships of that day. With the extras that we have in this dunya, we can only use one out of what we have. The rest will be just sitting there doing nothing until we get time to use them. But every extra ibadah that we perform, it will be helping us on the day of Qiyamah. They all will help us together at the same time. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah narrated that Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiyallahu anhu said a poem comparing the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the life of mushrikeen of that time. Very important. This sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or we can say that this person who was an idol worshipper some time back, accepted Islam, he saw the difference in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life as compared to the other people who are opposing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he mentions the difference that he have noticed and he have witnessed between Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and those who are opposing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he said these poems that are narrated in Sahih al-Bukhari. وَفِينَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ يَتْلُو كِتَابَهُ إِذَا انْشَقَّ مَعْرُوفٌ مِّنَ الْفَجْرِ سَاطِعُ. Amongst us, we have a prophet of Allah who keeps on reciting the words of Allah. And especially at the time of dawn, when the day is breaking, at that time anyone can go and witness Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting Quran al-Kareem. أرانا الهدى بعد العمى فقلوبنا به موقنات أنما قال واقع. He showed us the light after we were in darknesses. And now we are certain that every word he speaks is it's absolutely truth. يبيت يجافي جنبه عن فراشه إذا استثقلت بالمشركين المضاجع. He spends the night in a way that most of the time his back is away from his bed at a time when mushrikeen's beds are heavy with their bodies laying on them. He says, this is the difference I have witnessed and I have seen. I don't know what Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu anhu would say today once he will see us. But at least studying this shows that what is it that we need to do in our life. The changes that we need to bring in our life. At the end of the night, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to even wake his wives up. He used to wake his families up that get up and do Qiyamul Layl. If you are not doing it as long as I'm doing it, at least do it for some time. He used to wake them up. In fact, the hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, al-Mu'mineen, Salama radiallahu anha says, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he was waking up us, he was saying, مَنْ يُوْقِذُ صَوَاحِبَ الْحُجُرَاتِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ مَاذَا أُنزِلَتِ اللَّيْلَةُ مِنَ الْفِتَنِ وَمَاذَا أُنزِلَ مِنَ الْخَزَائِنِ. He says, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Who can see how many treasures Allah is sending during the night time? Treasures of rahmah, barakah, mercy. And how many fitnas are coming at the same time? He says, wake everyone up in the family so that as people will wake up, they will get their shares of the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and protect themselves from the fitnas that are coming during this night. See how this Qiyamul Layl is affecting us. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, رُبَّ كَاسِيَةٍ فِي الدُّنْيَا عَارِيَةٍ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. There may be many of you that have nice dresses in this dunya. In the akhirah, you will not find anything to cover yourself with, because there are no deeds that can buy you a dress over there. He says, get up during the night time. This Qiyamul Layl will be able to provide you with a good dress in Akhirah. You're looking for nice dresses, nice clothes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Qiyamul Layl will buy you those dresses in Akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to follow these beautiful sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا.